Greetings, Aqua fam. It is Ben Aqua, and in this episode of Absolutely Nonsensical, I'm going to read to you a few pieces of free writing. What is free writing? It's basically kind of what it sounds like. It's where you just write and you just let your brain take your pen and your hand and a sketchbook or a piece of paper. You just let your brain do the writing for you without a huge plan, and you just kind of, you know, poop a bunch of things out. I have one sketchbook where on the front of it, it just says, just write. I wrote that on there probably about a month after my husband Gary passed in August of 2016. Doing this kind of free writing exercise was actually something suggested by a moderator at one of the grief groups that I attended after his passing. They suggested it's different than just typing out an email or typing a text to somebody. You should use your actual hands and take a pen, take a piece of paper, have something physical, you know, put your phone in airplane mode, get your brain kind of at ease, and just write. Like, see where your brain goes. And it's fun. It's almost like your brain takes over and a divinity, a divine source, kind of takes your hand and just starts moving it around. And all of a sudden, it's not you anymore. It's just that energy, that force. And it actually helps me kind of see where my head's at.
And sometimes it gets a little dark and cringy, as you're about to hear.
It's a creative thing, so it feels good to just make something and feel like something is completed. So it's like your brain's at the gym, and you walk away maybe from this podcast even feeling super buff. It's like a sketchbook for your mind. You just kind of let your brain go the fuck off, and it's amazing. So just a quick heads up, there's a little bit of edgy language coming up in these free writing pieces, so
hide your kids.
This first one was from 2016, October 26th. And I wrote a little note to myself that says, late night-ish, 10:25 p.m. Freedom of association, guilty by association, joining a blanket of associations, grinning shittily, smiling at every opportunity. Take every inch of existence as a foot fungus, a stinky-ass footy dump truck of shitty dumb fuck trucks. New wheels of gratitude, treading not so lightly once again, as long as there is gas left in the stinky corridor. One by one, you join the free association wrapped in fear of futuristic past molecules, shaken, not stirred. Yet entering a new landscape of vital statistics, proven not by fact but by intuition. Burned in a plot of land commonly referred to as the backyard, where dog shit and pee everywhere. They mark territories, then step in their own domain, then roll around in their shit and vomit. Ew, why the fuck do they do that? You gotta love him anyway, though, right? Cause what if you don't love human's best friend? Then your life and sense of reality might be quite dull, as you would be neglecting your desire to gently engage with everlasting harmony. Give a harmonica away to a passionate kid once a week. Be the homeless man counting sheep on the walls of his cardboard mind, soggy with sweat, tears, but he might have run out of Bloody Mary. Holy cheese balls, he's so damn hungry. Somebody get this guy some water. I think he may be drowning in a pool of his own internet data, allocation to be determined based on overwhelming desire to grow. Just don't grow too fast. It's not what you were put on this earth for. Don't do it. Don't give in. Just do what you want while you are healthy enough to not give in completely to nature, who will take your body one day anyway. Sometimes you just don't get that second chance. We are not in control of such fate. We think we can prolong this reality, but the matrix of illusions and mysterious experiential energy have us by the collective penises and vaginas and everything in between. All right, so here's another piece. This one is from 2016, also October 26th. Same date as the last one. This is part two. Sweep yourself away, drawing out all emotions like an oil painting that never dries, even with a big-ass fan on it at full strength. Why the fuck doesn't it ever dry? How much moisture can those eyes and crinkled face truly endure? What makes that happy cow eat its own burger? Do cows eat chicken nuggets? How do farm animals really feel about fast food? Do they find the overprocessing of their remains to be a miracle of modern industry, or do they feel raped by efficiency? Either way, they will end up on a giant white plate, reduced to bite-sized morsels impossible to identify in their final ultimate form. They'll all end up dust, once fully pooped out by human wasteoids celebrating and competing for most gluttonous on a scripted reality show. Let's take this opportunity to melt our own realities together into a dreamy TV dinner. Super not organic, yet somehow edible as fuck. It's your destiny, she tells you as she smells you. God, you smell so fucking great and awful at the same time. Oh my God, what's your secret? Wait, don't actually tell me, because sometimes the truth truly hurts. And sometimes, maybe most of the time, when people ask you how you're doing, do they actually want to know? Would they regret asking me that question if they knew I'm okay with a side order of this fucking sucks / I'm pissed off at death / fuck reality, you're dumb? Who wants to hear that devastating truth? Small talk is precisely just that. Small. And it seems to get smaller and smaller by the minute, by the second, by the nanosecond. Stop it, just stop it, because I'm so sick of pretending just to make someone else more comfortable with my intense pain and some pleasure. It really is fun and games till someone gets hurt or just straight up disappears. One day we all vanish, so I guess we might as well smile more and make small talk bigger. That one got kind of deep, didn't it?
We'll be right back.
Okay, here's part three. This is also from 2016, another piece from November 17th, 2016. Strive for the best when the worst is the fucking worst. Achieve goals, even though none of this really matters, in a sense. But what's the point in making a point when the point is there is no point? There are usually some points or types of punctuation at the end of every sentence, whether the statement is dull or absolutely profound. You're lost until found, buried in neglect and impermanence, tortured and decaying, rotting and left for no good. Yet we exist, whether good or bad, humble or evil, black or white. Why does my hand hurt after writing just a few lines of words? That's kind of ridiculous. Like I feel my forearm clenching up and my mind wants my hands to hurry the fuck up and finish this wretched therapeutic exercise. My hands are at the gym as I write these words, endlessly battling for forgiveness from the weight of the words that exist to govern and terrorize my perspective. Dump my mind onto this paper like a dog taking a shit for the first time, legs trembling, relieved yet justified in that feeling he gets when he finds that perfect spot. That dungeon of infinite odors consisting of decades upon multitudes of previous creatures who also left a pile of glistening warm shit in that very spot over the course of time. But as that current dog shit slides out, apparently that's the moment the dog feels most vulnerable, anus pumped and primed, unleashing a cyclical measure of systematic public defecation. Then the human hand swoops in out of nowhere to scoop the poop, to hide the evidence, to literally mentally eat shit. I wonder if that pisses dogs off. They search for that one perfect spot for several minutes, and here comes the human fucking with their natural pooping order. It's the healthy and aesthetically pleasing thing to do, though, right? I mean, who wants to stare at a pile of dog shit while they're trying to enjoy the intricacies of nature? I wonder if there are some humans who shit on the shit of other dogs. That's the ultimate superior move to man's best friend. Maybe the dog would unfriend their owner if they could. Might be best to simply let your dog shit in peace. Why do I talk about dogs shitting so much? So then in this one particular sketchbook where I was just doing some free writing, there was like a lapse of 3 years, apparently, because I didn't feel it was necessary to just do this kind of thing where I just write wherever my brain goes. But then randomly today, this is May 18th, 2019, it's about 5:24 p.m., I picked up a couple pens and decided to do free writing again, and here's what I vomited out. I was trying to discover if binoculars were still necessary. like if projecting outside of myself would help me conquer a fear of exterior disillusionment. Dist distilled dinner mints, a pack of 11. An uneven amount just to fuck with the bubbling pre-existing paranoid condition. Is that covered by insurance? What a scam from here to there, where everywhere becomes obsolete by default within this game of super sunrises and controlled experiments. Looking inward and strolling past happy families with their projected mindsets and synthetic ice cream cones, a perfectly white dove stares into the sun and falls into a pool of molten lava. She laughed the entire way down, then cried because she realized there's no Wi-Fi in hell. But fortunately, her tears were bottled and sold at your nearest retail illusion, half off depending on your mood and the condensed holiday experience. Hide your credit card, bitch. It's over. You got me and you together within a cloud-stored credit analysis report, in which you vomited out a random number just to please your family, just to get the world to shut the fuck up for a few minutes. Even headphones won't leave you alone sometimes, but those are headstones that truly matter. Bury those words with my smiling yellow dove golf course, where you use my fluttering ashes as symbolic golf balls. Don't miss a shot. Everyone is watching. I hope you enjoyed this brief episode of Absolutely Nonsensical. As always, you can hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at B3NAQUA. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Maybe even leave me a review in Apple Podcasts. That would super help me out. Also, you can visit my shop where I sell my shirts, such as the Never Log Off shirt. And that's just at benaqua.shop. Thanks for listening to this episode of Absolutely Nonsensical. My name is Ben Aqua, and I'll see you in the next episode.